USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is appealing the British government's decision to extradite him to the United States. Assange faces 17 charges of espionage and one charge of computer misuse in the United States. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that a Trump administration program designed to restrict illegal immigration at the southern border can be stopped by the Biden administration. Appearing on Fox News, Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Biden administration's border control policies are leading to unsafe conditions for illegal immigrants and Americans.
The Biden border policy is an open border policy. It is one of the most uncompassionate things I've ever seen in my life.
Have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Uvalde School District's Police Chief Pete Arredondo has stepped down from his position in the City Council. This just weeks after being sworn in following allegations that he aired with his response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School that left 19 students and two teachers dead. On MSNBC, Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez expresses frustration that details into the Uvalde shooting are still unavailable to the public.
And here we are, over almost approaching 40 days from this incident, and we still don't know what happened because DPS has chosen to cloister all of the evidence.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Colin will continue to dump heavy rain along the coast of South Carolina. A tropical storm warning is in effect for parts of the Carolinas with heavy rain and possible flooding through Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York is now banning guns in many public places following last week's Supreme Court ruling against the state's restrictive gun laws. State lawmakers came to an agreement Friday to define settings where guns will no longer be allowed in New York, including Times Square, public transportation, places that serve alcohol, and anywhere children might spend time. A man is in hot water after attending Disneyland.
A Florida man is being accused of trying to steal a Star Wars R2-D2 statue from Disney World. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says David Proudfoot was arrested this week for allegedly impersonating a Walt Disney World employee so he could steal things from the property, including an R2-D2 statue worth up to $10,000. An affidavit says Proudfoot was caught on May 31st pushing a cart with the R2-D2 statue out of the Swan Hotel on the park property. He reportedly identified himself as a park employee and claimed he was moving the statue to another location. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The 80s sitcom Who's the Boss is making a comeback. The entertainment website Deadline reporting original stars Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are set to return for the reboot. The series will be set 30 years after the original and focus on the father-daughter relationship between Danza and Milano's characters. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.